From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Korea's talks resume. North and South Korean officials resumed marathon talks today in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began Saturday were adjourned 10 hours later. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there is no word on whether the negotiations are making any progress or how long they will continue. In Washington, White House officials said President Obama is being kept up to date on the situation. French authorities have identified a gunman aboard an Amsterdam to Paris train as a Moroccan in his mid-20s called Ayoub El-Kazani. He is known to Spanish and French officials and has links to militant Islam. The people who subdued the gunman include U.S. servicemen Alec Scartlatos and Spencer Stone, along with American student Anthony Sadler and British businessman Chris Norman. Lisa Bryant has more on the story from Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama telephoned the Americans to praise them for their actions. They were also decorated by the mayor of Arras, where the train stopped after the attacks. They've been recounting how they attacked the assailant, who carried several weapons and whose Kalashnikov rifle may have jammed. Here's Scarlatos describing how fellow Americans Spencer Stone attacked the gunman on Reuters TV.
Spencer ran a good 10 meters to get to the guy, and we didn't know that his gun wasn't working or anything like that. Spencer just ran anyway, and if anybody would have gotten shot, it would have been Spencer for sure.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky that nobody got killed, especially Spencer.
Stone was released from hospital after being treated for his injuries. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Forces from the United Arab Emirates rescued a British national Saturday in a military intelligence operation, 18 months after he was kidnapped by al-Qaeda militants in eastern Yemen. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond confirmed the rescue in a statement today. Hammond said the British national is safe and well and is receiving support from British government officials. Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital today, nearly 4 years after it closed, following an attack by protesters who stormed the building. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was in Tehran for a ceremony where he declared the embassy open. He called the visit today a historic moment in relations between the two countries, noting it was the first visit by someone in his position since 2003. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reports three American contractors working for NATO units in Afghanistan are among the dead.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while four foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Makrorian neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. The group's main spokesman, Zabiullah Mujahid, says no such activity was planned for Saturday in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Italy's Coast Guard says the Navy has rescued 3,000 migrants off the coast of Libya after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. Italy has been routinely carrying out similar rescues, bringing hundreds of migrants to its shores, but the scale of Saturday's operation was unusually large. An explosion in a chemical plant in eastern China has killed one person and injured nine others. The blast happened Saturday night at the Runxing Chemical Factory in Zibo in Shandong Province, according to state media. The latest explosion happened less than 2 weeks after deadly blasts at a chemical storage facility rocked the port city of Tianjin, killing more than 120 people and injuring hundreds more. And now some great news from Washington. Giant panda fans got two tiny pieces of good news Saturday as the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington announced the births of a pair of new panda cubs. That's a pair. The zoo announced the surprising second healthy delivery by Mother Mei Zhang late Saturday, about 5 hours after kicking off region-wide excitement with the first birth. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.